From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
You enjoy it? Was it fun? Who got the big laughs? What about the lunch? How did it go?
Let's cover all the important stuff, huh, Mike? Yes, I attended the bulk of the China Business Summit yesterday. I was a guest of the Bank of China, actually, so I need to thank them for the very kind invitation. Look, from my point of view, Mike, I went along. My key point of interest is the economic implications of the New Zealand-China relationship, which we have talked about regularly about how material that relationship is, and certainly over the last 10 years, and since the free trade agreement was signed, the two-way trade with China has actually quadrupled. So it's $30 billion of two-way trade there, so very substantial growth, lots of key exports heading there, and in recent years a big lift in inbound tourism as well. So, but there is now this, Mike, I suppose, this inevitable mingling of foreign policy considerations with trade considerations, and our inclusion in the Five Eyes security agreement sort of heightens that foreign policy, I suppose, focus. And we've seen this rise of diplomatic tensions in Australia is affecting the trade relationship between Australia and China. So plenty of focus yesterday, Mike, as the Prime Minister spoke early and followed on by the Chinese ambassador. Now, look, Mike, Look, I was going to refer to some comments as shots across the bow, but that feels a bit dramatic because I don't think that actually conveys the true sense of the total of their speeches. It was more of a reaffirmation of the respective positions. The Prime Minister sort of acknowledged that the two countries will differ in some regards, that some differences are becoming harder to reconcile. And the PR message, if you delve into it and say, what were the PR people saying? The key message was consistency. That word was used quite a few times. There was that definitive line that New Zealand do not, cannot, and will not agree on some issues with China. But Mike, from an economic perspective, my takeaway was that we're taking a pragmatic stance and that the foreign policy issues will be addressed diplomatically, not economically. Sir John Key, the Right Honourable Helen Clark, they spoke as well. And while ideologically starting off and probably in different places, there was a consistency approach from them as well. Keep talking, ensure the diplomatic channels are open. The Chinese ambassador was also diplomatic. You know, in the middle of her speech, she did sort of stress that Chinese internal issues are just that. They are Chinese internal issues and basically, you know, butt out. Mm. But she referred to what she called the total lies circulating around some of what they consider total lies, some of those key contentious issues. But yeah, Mike, I came away comfortable on the grounds that there's a pragmatic, measured approach to the China relationship, and also, and this was a bit lost, that this was a bit lost yesterday because there was all this focus on foreign policy, but other speakers sort of heightened the fact that the Chinese economy is booming, Mike. It's booming. Yeah. Rodney Jones from Wigram Capital Advice, he said that this dual circulation strategy is designed to cut their dependency on overseas trade. It's contributing to very strong growth, probably stronger than they're admitting to, and that's potentially very beneficial for our export growth.
Fantastic. Good insight. Yeah. Now, Westpac, they had a good day too.
Yeah, look, bank's a big part of our system. They're not listed on the local exchange, so maybe not as much focus on bank performance as there should be. Westpac have recently announced they're reviewing the position of Westpac New Zealand, so it's raising this possibility of a trade sale, demerger, potentially even New Zealand listing. Fact of the matter is they're doing extremely well at the moment. First half net profit more than doubled. You know, the banks are sort of benefiting from the slow and steady return to economic normalcy. The provisioning for bad and doubtful debts, they're starting to pull back on that. So they did big provisions last year. They're pulling back on it this year. Statutory net profit, $523 million, $294 million the same 6 months a year earlier. Net operating income up 7%. The holy grail for bankers, Mike, net interest margin. They love it. It was 1.89, it's now 2.06. The CEO, popular CEO David McLean, he announced his retirement. He will be missed. But we started off talking about politicians, Mike. Who's the interim CEO? Ex-politician Simon Power. And I think that's a very successful transition from political to a business career, which
I
is
I reckon
unusual.
It is. He disappeared off the radar, came in, made a contribution in the national government, and then thought banking was it, and there he is. Now, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 34150, up 277. The S&P 500, 4197, up 16. The NASDAQ, though, weakening off 13912, down 50. The Nikkei, overnight, down 241, 28812. The Shanghai Composite, down 28, 3446. The ASX 200 gained 3 yesterday. We gained 38 points. The NZX 50, 12,768. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7201 US, 0.9278 Aussie, 0.5970 Euro, 0.5177 pounds, 78.56 yen. Gold, $1,792.66. And Brent crude, $67.63.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.